On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claisey, Matt and Kimber, Scotty Pape, the barefoot investor, talks about kids' finance.
Some cracking suggestions for Matt's hits from your hood, Rotnest.
And Wildcats star, the captain himself, Damian Martin, is back.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claisey, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
This Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Hey guys, see if you can tell me, you have any idea the two best-selling authors in Australia? I speak of non-fiction authors, so you know your Leon Moriartys aren't in the list.
Yes, okay. I know one.
Can you think of one of them?
Barnsley.
Jimmy Barnes with those two books.
And I know the other.
Mr. Scott Pape.
Yeah.
So the Australian. Right. I mean, if you look at the, I look regularly because I'm a book nerd. I look at the non-fiction bestseller list. The number one or two spot for Barefoot Investor, and the one for families as well. Scotty Pape, good morning, mate.
I am the working class man. I really am.
Scotty, who knew that money would become sexy and cool?
Who would know? It's crazy, like that last book. And, you know, I've been on your show for years now, but I wrote that last book from the farm thinking at best, you know, maybe 20,000 people would read it. A best-selling book's about 5,000, and I think it's at about 1.3 million now. It's completely
unreal.
Crazy.
Yeah, well, well-deserved, mate. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's helped so many people. So many people have, you can see the cards in their wallets and purses, mate. You've made an impact.
Well, look, money is scary. We don't know what we're doing, and I've followed your book, Papy, and it has been fantastic. Yep. Now you've got this Barefoot Investor book out there, Money for Families. So trying to help our kids, trying to get them ahead. What are the biggest mistakes that parents make when it comes to teaching kids about money?
Well, I mean, I think the main one is they don't actually teach their kids about it, you know, so they want to kind of shelter them. They don't want to turn them into sort of money grubbing capitalists and stuff. So they just don't talk about it. And my view is that is the mistake that parents make. So I wrote this book basically saying, I dedicated it to everyone who read my last book and said, why the hell didn't I get taught this when I was a kid? Mm-hmm. So basically what I wanted to do is break down kind of the way that the last book did. They had date nights where you go out to a pub and you'd rope your partner in who maybe wasn't as interested in money to get them sorted. Well, I kind of looked at this book and thought the uninterested party is the kids. So we can't take them to the pub, unfortunately. Mm. So I decided we'd do this thing around family dinners. So it's based around the family dinner table on a Sunday night when, you know, you don't have sport or anything going on and you teach them really life-changing lessons around the family dinner table. So there are things like, you know, you blend your credit card in front of your kids to make a dramatic sort of make it real that you don't do credit cards. You know, you get them to do a treasure hunt. So you look at all that stuff they used to bug you for when they were, you know, years ago, and then you sell it on eBay and sort of work out that, hang on, the stuff that we buy falls to zero really quickly, and I can buy secondhand stuff. So it's all really practical things that hopefully teach your kids the value of a buck.
Scott, I'm slightly disappointed, buddy, that there isn't a chapter on how to turn your child into a money-grubbing capitalist. But I'm a 48-year-old man, and I have a lovely partner who has a 7-year-old girl. And obviously, you know, I'm becoming more and more a part of their lives. Yep. And I have been terrible with money. What can I do to get her interested in saving and finances and all that sort of stuff?
Well, good question. There's a couple of things. So little kids, so I'm thinking primary school. Mm. I have this thing called jam jars. So it's three jam jars that you take with your kids. So they're splurge. So you want them to spend money. Smile, you want them to save up and save for something. And then give. And the give one is about donating money to, you know, people in your community, just so that you break that childhood brat thing where, because kids have got it pretty good. Yeah. So my view is there's three jam jars, three jobs a week. So any more than that, you're not going to do it. It's going to be too much of a pain in the backside. And for the parents, it only takes 3 minutes a week to actually get it all sorted for them. So you basically put a chore chart on the fridge, get the kids to do the three jobs, divvy up the three jam jars, and you're done. That's basically financial education in one hit.
Beautiful. Very good.
Is what I would do.
I can do that.
For high school kids, I've got this thing called the Barefoot 10. So basically, if you go through these 10 lessons with your kids and you check them off, you've kind of done everything that you need to do for your kids. So it's that idea of making sure they've got a low bank, you know, a fee-free bank account. They've sorted out their super. They've got a job when they're 15. So if you check off those 10 things, you've pretty much done everything you can to ensure that your kid won't be living in the spare room when they're 35.
Ah, very smart. Hey, Scott, I want to sort of go in that territory. In the next month, I've got an 18-year-old and a 21, turning those ages. Ooh. Now, you boasted you sold 1.3 million. Can I hit you up for a few bucks for the parties, mate? Is that all right?
Well, I don't know. Well, they can be having their own party. I guess the other thing that I would say is that you don't want to be buying your kid a brand new car when they turn 18. I say there that it's kind of like financial child abuse. If you buy your kid a brand new car at 18, you should match it dollar for dollar, make sure they go out and earn their own dough so that they can save up and buy their own car.
Yeah, they are doing that kind of thing. And that, you know, being having the assets in their minds, the sort of formula to, you know, be able to tackle things themselves before they leave home. That's the key, isn't it?
Absolutely. Most kids leave home. Yep. The statistics tell us are the most financially illiterate people in Australia. What we want to do is make sure that our kids have got every chance before they get hit with Instagram and, you know, and all these unrealistic expectations and the banks giving them credit cards. You want to build up their confidence.
Especially when they're out there with Afterpay.
Correct. Afterpay, there's all sorts of things that, banks have worked out trying to get kids to spend money they don't have. So for me, it's just about, you know, this is... People talk about, you know, little things that they can do that have big impacts. Teaching your kids the value of a buck before they leave home is one of those little things that pays huge dividends throughout their life. And that's why I'm really, really passionate about this book, because I think it's the initial feedback is that parents are really loving it and the kids are loving it as well.
Great.
Yeah, Afterpay or an addiction to Sephora. That's a problem with the problem.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, Scott, always good to catch up, mate. All the best. And you'll be 6.8 million books by the time we next catch up.
Thanks very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
For Allianz Home and Motor Insurance.
Yes, because, of course, if your thing is your car, and I know a lot of people love their cars, don't they? You love your car.
I do love my car. Yeah. Do you think that I can insure James's car now that he's got all that water in there?
I'm sure the fine people at Allianz will have a special policy for people who've got leave their windows open in the rain. That's the kind of people they are, Kimber.
I might insure the really nice, expensive fish you could put in there.
Yeah.
Giant
fish bowl now.
It's a nice place to keep them.
Well, people love lots of different things. And one of those things might be binge-watching TV. You might have a huge big screen and Allianz will take care of the insurance.
Yeah, whatever your thing is, their thing is insurance.
Allianz.
Beautiful. Yeah, give them a call on 131000.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Just imagine Matt and his castle up there on the hill writing songs, trying not to have a writer's block with Matt's Hits from Your Hood.
Yes, of course. There's always something new to write about, and Rottnest is a very unique part of the Perth landscape.
Isn't it?
We all have memories, whether it be schoolies or family or whatever it might be.
Yeah, and you're looking at this song for next Friday?
It'll
for
be
the 19th?
This time next week, okay. Yes.
And we don't normally ask the listeners for the suggestions of the song. You normally just get to choose. But given the excitement we've had over this one, we might do this again.
Look, the phones have exploded.
Ray is in Waikiki. Ray, it's your big opportunity to sing what song you want for Rottnest. Give it your best.
Hello, Rottnest, my old friend.
Yeah!
I've come to visit you again.
Oh, legend.
And that's all you're getting out of it.
Oh, awesome. That was enough.
Nice one, Ray.
Ray Garfunkel, you beauty.
Very good.
That's a perfect one.
Right, okay, well, that's a keeper.
Hello, Rottnest, my old friend. What a killer opening line.
We love your comic timing too, mate. Well done.
Good on you, buddy.
That was brilliant.
Let's go to Forestfield. Kim, what have you got for us?
Theme to Gilligan's Island.
Oh, should we play a little bit of it in the background? Or
go on.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to go, Kim?
Yeah, mate.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not much of a singer. Sit right back and I'll tell you a tale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
I've worked it all out in my head.
Oh, was the music putting you off?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, ignore the music, Kim.
Have another go, buddy.
Yeah, no, you're all good.
Okay. You can catch a ferry from Hillary's and Frio too.
Nice, Kim.
Well done, Kim.
That's cool. I could even hear our producers laughing at that one through the glass.
Maybe for the wrong reason.
I don't know why it takes Matt like 2 weeks to write these things. You guys are coming up with lines in seconds, Matt, over the phone.
No, showing me up, Kim.
You should be doing a Hits Me Hood every day.
Thanks, Kim.
What's wrong with you? Let's go to Mandra. G'day, Oliver.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Oh, Matt's Hits Me Hood. Matt wants a bit of assistance with a week to go.
Oh, well, all right. I'll give him a bit of the old Roxanne, shall I?
Oh,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, please.
Rocknest, get on the freeway. Rocknest, a bed of sea quackers. Rocknest, get on the ferry.
That is so good.
Sting would be proud, mate. Sting would be happy with that. Well done.
I love how much these guys are selling it, too.
Yeah.
The men so far, too. Yeah. All the fellas are into it.
Oh, no, he's a grand game changer right now, Carissa.
Oh, Carissa's in Kelmscott. Hey, Carissa.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good to hear your voice, Carissa.
Carissa, have you got a bit of a Rottnest song for Matt?
I sure do, but I can't sing to save my life.
That's all right, neither can we.
It's Krista Berg, Don't Pay the Ferryman.
Oh, okay. Right. Do you want to do it like just a cappella, just by yourself? You don't want a bit of music?
Go on, do
go
it.
Go on.
Well, the lightning crashed and the party goers lined up without a bike. And the kids got excited for the journey.
Oh.
And anyway.
Love it. I just mean to stop you. That was great.
Yes, sir, it was great.
Really good lyrics. I like that.
All these people, you're all underselling yourselves. You're doing a great job. Yes. It's creative. It's interesting. Good.
Like Carissa, we all turned our chairs for you. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm getting worried about my job here.
Yeah. Well, haven't you heard?
No. John, you're in Mandrove. What's your idea for Rottnest?
From Daryl Braithwaite's Horses.
Oh, right. I like it already.
How
can
are we
going to
fit
sing?
That in?
Yeah.
We'll go riding on the ferry to Rottnest.
I love
that. Great idea.
Yeah, that's good.
These are great.
Oh, bloody hell.
Notice no one's giving too much away because they want to steal all of their ideas straight away.
These are such good suggestions.
Thanks, John. That was great.
Oh, that's good,
and
John.
Everyone loves that. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
that we could tell.
Yeah.
Just silence now.
He's gone.
No, I like that. When John's one of those artists that he puts it out there and then that's it. He doesn't touch it again.
No,
he's a true artist. What do you do with it? Yeah.
I think they've given you plenty of ideas there, Maddie. We had heaps of calls as well that we couldn't put to air.
Brilliant Gilligan's course. Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We did that one.
Yeah. What have we got? Rock Me, ABBA. Rottnest.
That's a great
one. That was a good one.
How about Madonna's Holiday? That was thrown in there as well.
You know what, though? What? This is all convenient because we might need some singers next week. Something we're launching on Monday that we're going to need some singers for, listeners. So we might. Well, this is going to be easier than we thought.
Kimber, you're a tease.
I am a tease.
And thanks to Ray for one of the highlights of the show this morning because everyone was great. But hello, Rottnest, my old friend.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Just cracked us up. Well done. So next Friday, we're a week away.
We are. That's all we're saying about the other thing?
I don't know. I'm looking to the producer. Are we allowed to talk about it?
No, we won't say anything.
No, okay.
He's say
got
nothing
his hands
more.
In his pockets. We'll keep he doesn't look happy.
Keep that as a secret squirrel.
All right.
Okay.
Secret squirrel.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey. Yeah.
Talking basketball with Damian Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
Was that you going, just then?
Yeah, because I haven't heard that for ages.
I thought we had a new introduction. I was going, where's that coming from?
No.
Hey, look, they're taking it up to the Denver Nuggets, amongst other teams in that NBA sort of games in the States, which has been brilliant to watch. Bryce Cotton in career-best form, and the man himself after a win last night to kick off the NBL season. Damian Martin from the Cats. How are you, Skipper?
I'm good. It's always nicer waking up the next morning after a game when you've had a win, so I can't complain.
It's pretty good. Now, Damo, I've got to say, it's not very often I see you on the bench. I thought your contract said that you weren't allowed to sit down all season. Are you nursing a secret injury?
Oh, look, I'm not quite at 100%, but I'm getting there. But in saying that, Trev's always said that whoever the five are out on the court, if they're doing well, he's going to stick with them. And Mitch Norton, who played the same position, I thought he was fantastic in his debut game for the Wildcats. Mm. And he got a lot of runs. So I don't mind if I'm on the court or sitting on the bench, provided we win. So it was a great way to start the season.
Yeah, certainly was, buddy. A win in Adelaide, that's awesome. And some talk about the 2 weeks that you had in the States, the high-altitude training. Does 2 weeks in high altitude actually make a difference?
Oh, we definitely felt it. Once you land, you're like, oh, this is really nice. There's the mountains, yada, yada, yada. As soon as you start running, you're like, oh, my God, we're so high. It was. I'd never felt it, though. It was crazy. And even talking to Joe Ingles, an Australian, he plays for the Utah Jazz, is one of the biggest things he had to overcome as well, particularly in that first 2 or 3 weeks it takes to acclimatise. But, it's certainly something we don't have to experience in Perth, but we have hills and they have mountains. So
True.
It's slightly different.
Yeah, the mighty Perth Hills. Mate, we've had some wonderful players over the years at the Cats, but could Bryce Cotton get any better? Is there any more upside to this amazing talent?
It's amazing. One of the things we said after our game versus Denver, where we went for about 28 points, or 33 points, I think it was.
Yeah, 33, yeah.
Much better performance, guys. Now, Bryce, just confirm you're going to be on the plane tomorrow. he has NBA talent.
If a GM gave him a chance, they wouldn't be disappointed. But in the meantime, we enjoy having him in a Wildcats jersey. And the reality is basketballers don't usually come into their prime until their late 20s, early 30s. And he's only 26 or 27, yeah. So his best is yet to come, which is amazing.
And Damo, how are you going? How is your wife, Brittany, and your daughter, Maggie? Everything good at home?
Well, Maggie just calls me Damien now.
Right. Oh, really?
Hang on, she's only two.
Oh, I've been gone for so long, I'm just another guy now. But I can't wait to get home today. I think we've spent 22 of the last 23 days on the road, and there's definitely been a little bit of hotel fatigue. So all the guys excited to get home, but I think in particular the dads can't wait to go home and see their daughters or sons.
And what have we got? Sunday against the Hawks. So it'll be great to see the Red Army down there at RAC Arena.
Well, I think they're doing the big walk down.
Oh, the walk, yeah.
Yeah, they're walking down from Yagan Square.
Yeah, exactly right. Start early, then walk on down. And two of our big recruits in the off-season, we actually poached from the Illawarra Hawks. So it'll be their first game in Perth wearing a Wildcats jersey instead of a Hawks one. So I can't wait to see what Nick Kay and Mitch Norton put on a big show. I think the home fans are going to love them. But I don't think Rob Beveridge, our former coach who's now in Illawarra, was too happy about us snapping them up. So it should be a good time.
No worries, mate. And I'll tell you what, I mean, he's not out of our club, but having Andrew Bogut back in the league, he's got to be a good thing for basketball in Australia.
Oh, it's amazing for the sport. You know, Sydney's got the biggest market, now we've got the highest profile player. Andrew and I lived together for 2 years at the Australian Institute of Sport as 17-year-olds, and now we're going to suit up against each other as 34-year-olds. So the only difference in those 17 years is about $100 million, but potato, potato.
Oh, well.
In those days, you would have been sharing sort of plastic sliced cheese. These days, you're sharing glycosamine for your joints.
So sad, yet so true.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Well, good to talk to you, Dad. Someone has to call you that. All the best. We'll see you out there on Sunday.
Thanks a lot.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Allianz.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.